The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz.
Welcome back. I appreciate you guys being here. Hope you're kicking it today, right? It's two decades strong and working on three for us. From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. Got a text message to get out here about how long do you think you keep that investment if you're buying physical gold or silver. In studio, Matt Speck, general manager of the Billings Grizzly Gold and Silver, and Scott Bollinger, well-known as former state senator, professional guide, board of outfitters and guides. I'd love to – I don't think we're going to have time to talk about outfitting too much, but we'll get you back on because I know you got strong opinions about it, being in the industry for quite some time. With us in studio, and then we're going to kind of shift gears just a little bit, and maybe not, though. I mean, how does the high cost or high price of gold affect our markets overall? Mike Vondra is our market analyst, a good guy, certified financial planner, a family guy who's in the family business, so to speak, and back on. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me. Scott, Matt, great conversation. Been loving listening to you guys, so I'm glad to be on with you today.
What's your takeaway? What's your takeaway on the high cost? And maybe you wouldn't call it a high cost because as we're looking at, you know, it's sort of inflation-proof to a certain degree, and other things are costing real high too. But we see the price of gold at $2,300 or $2,400 an ounce. It's hard for us to understand what that does to the markets. Does it do anything, Mike?
You know, there's a pretty low correlation between precious metals and gold specifically and the stock market. They're about 0.2 correlated, which is not much. There's, of course, an inverse correlation between metals pricing and currencies, right? There's about a negative 0.6 correlation there. So it's like it's been stated several times, it's a wonderful hedge against inflation and against currencies like such as the dollar. So from that perspective, that's kind of the relationship there. I would say that it's such an interesting dynamic to see gold and metals surging in value while the stock market also hits all-time highs.
Yeah.
Typically you'll see the stock market fall and metals go up as people kind of rush to alternative investments. And so for them to both be hitting highs, you're like, yeah, the stock market's going great. And then we're also saying, yeah, but there's a lot of storm clouds on the horizon. So people are taking shelter in metals as well. So it's a very interesting dynamic that's playing out right now.
Yeah. And let me throw this question to you. And then the panel's got a few queries, so to speak. The price of gold, we feel, is being spurred on by maybe our spending, $35 trillion in debt, the mistrust, I think, in our federal government. How and so I think you can see that that has a direct correlation on the price of precious metals. Does that also work out in the markets as well? Are people reacting or overreacting or underreacting to that dynamic?
Yeah, I do think that people are keen to the fact that the world, the economy has been flooded with dollars. You know, the federal printing press is alive and well.
Fiat currency. Here we go. Yeah. Fiat currency.
Exactly. Yep. So I do think wisely people look for solutions to we instinctually are like, this is a problem. This is out of control. And so they're finding solutions for that. The stock market's always been in my humble opinion, has always been a great way to insulate your wealth a little bit because, of course, these big companies have this really unique ability to sell goods and services and bake inflation into that. Whereas cash, in my opinion, just cash and the dollar is one of the more risky places to tuck your investments because it's my dad always says, you know, cash at the bank is just one of the safest ways to lose money. And it's kind of
I like
true.
Your dad.
I do too.
Yeah, I like your dad.
Just sit, sitting in the bank, right? And so, you know, whether it's looking at metals or looking at the stock market, or I'm a big, I love entrepreneurs. So, you know, buying and building or building businesses, I just think is a wonderful way to insulate your wealth, build your wealth, insulate your wealth. So I do think there's a correlation there. People are really nervous about their cash. They've seen the erosion of its value, and they're looking at the menu of things that they can tuck that cash into, metals, the markets, et cetera.
So Mike, when you
this
have...
is Matt Speck, by the way. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Okay. Sorry about that. This is Matt. So, Mike, when you have your clients approach you about investing in precious metals, be it physical or in equities, be it ETFs, what have you, mm-hmm. how do you generally advise them?
Yeah, great question, Matt. So I'm, you know, a lot of advisors, you know, they have the plays in the playbook in, you know, on the investment playbook, so to speak, that maybe benefit them. And so they kind of stick with those plays, right?
Sure.
Like, you know, I'm benefit when my clients, you know, have their assets with me and in the stock market, bond market, so on and so forth. But I really try to kind of take a all of the above approach to investing. King Solomon wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, he said, let me see if I can get this right. So he said something like, ship your grain across the sea, and after many days you may receive a return. So what he's saying there is invest. You might get a return. Then the very next verse he says, invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. And then this is the key part. He says, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. And so that second verse there is diversify, because you don't know what kind of stuff is going to happen, right? So he's saying invest and diversify because you don't know what's going to happen. And so I tell that to my clients, right? Like, we need to be diversified. I think metals have a great place in your investment picture. I will say, guys, I'm a big fan of physical metals, paper. On paper, I can get people exposure to the metal markets through index funds and mining stocks and stuff like that. And there could be a place in a person's picture for that. But personally, I really like physical metals because it's tangible. If all heck is breaking loose and it's Armageddon, I like the idea of going down to my gun safe and being able to see my gold and silver. That gives me that reassurance. And I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
No, it's you know, obviously this is Scott, and we are, you know, big believers in holding that precious metals. If you don't hold your gold and somebody else has it, you don't own it. And as far as like diversifying the portfolio, that's why we sell gold and silver, so you can have them both. One of the things that we think is going to be really up and coming is the silver, because mm-hmm. you know, just like 8 or 10 years ago, gold hit $1,900 an ounce, and silver was $48. Today, gold's $2,400, and silver's $26. And it's mm-hmm. we see a huge opportunity in silver coming up.
Tremendous upside with silver.
With silver, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very undervalued right now.
Dude, Mike, how many people agree with that idea that yes, some physical wealth is an important part of the portfolio? Do you see people, more people gravitating to that idea too?
Yeah, more and more. I get that question a lot. And, you know, there's people are like, hey, should I do a gold IRA? Or a metals IRA? And I'm always a little wishy-washy about it. I mean, I'm a little like, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of a half step. It's not a full step in terms of what you're trying to accomplish there. And so I am more in favor of just the physical ownership of gold and silver. And then you can even talk about platinum and palladium. And, you know, there's a little bit more of a question mark there on that front for me, but it is a conversation that continues to come up, and storage and defense of it becomes a question mark at some point. And for some people, but I do think having a baseline amount of exposure to that asset class is extremely important for anybody's wealth picture, not just that kind of upper tier of the economic stratosphere.
Scott, I didn't even know they had gold IRAs. I don't even know what those are.
Yeah, Mike, this was a great segue. I had this as a bullet point on something that we never got to talk about, but gold IRAs. And myself, personally, I looked into getting a gold IRA, and I went to the TV commercials and I scanned it and I got their information kit, and then they started telemarketing me. Oh, you got to get the gold IRA. Gold, you got to get it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, yeah, send me the paperwork. And it was a 67-page application. I dug into it, and I made like five different places throughout that contract when it talked about a fee for this and a fee for that. Yeah. And there was five different fees. And even in one of the lines, it says, we can change this fee anytime we want. And so I cornered the salesman, and I'm like, hey, look, I want to buy, 10 ounces of gold and put it in my IRA, but what are all these fees? Oh, he said, call me, we'll talk about it. I'm like, no, I want it in writing because this is like a mm-hmm. big deal. And then that was the end. The telemarketing, they stopped calling me. He didn't know I owned Grizzly Gold and Silver. But mm-hmm. I was shocked at the amount mm-hmm. of paperwork and fees that ran. And we've had customers come in the store and say, yeah, I had an IRA, but the fees ate up the value between paying store. You can't own it. So you mm-hmm. can have a gold IRA. It's physical gold coins just like these, but I can sell them to you, but you can't hold them. You have to ship them to a third-party depository in Texas or Virginia, and they'll hold it for you and charge you to hold it. Mm-hmm. So if you don't hold it, you don't own it. So,
Mike, stand by. I'm going to take a break. Wait, you might want to comment on that. What you might want to comment on that. Sorry.
No, that's just fine. I can hang on, Tom.
Okay. Well, let's rip right into it and come on back with more. And we'll be running out lightning round here. Scott Bollinger is with us, Grizzly Gold and Silver. Matt Specks, the general manager of that store in Billings. Mike Bondra, certified financial planner. Gold, the most useful metal. We're back with more from Montana for Montana. It's Voices of Montana.
Journey to better health with Greater Good Health, your trusted partner in comprehensive primary health care for seniors. Whether you're in one of Montana's bustling cities or the rural outskirts, Greater Good Health understands the importance of a compassionate and personalized healthcare experience, catering solely to Montana seniors. See what healthcare looks like after 65. Visit greatergoodhealth.com or stop by for a coffee and visit with our care team. Greater Good Health, serving seniors in Billings, Great Falls, and Missoula.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
We asked Miles Community College students why they chose MCC.
Hi, I'm Kylie Lewis, and I'm from Dillon, Montana. I chose Miles Community College because it's a lot more affordable than other colleges that I was looking at.
Hi, my name is Cody Acord. The original reason I chose Miles Community College was to further my education in horsemanship through an affordable program with a great instructor.
To learn more about Miles Community College, visit milescc.edu.
MCC. Start here, go anywhere.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.
Getting ready to take on spring? Take on the work with steel. Lightweight and maneuverable, the Steel MS-162 chainsaw is as powerful as it is easy to use. Whether you're tackling spring cleanup or prepping firewood for fall, get to work with steel. Right now, you can save $20 on the gas-powered MS-162 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
It conducts electricity. It does not tarnish. It's easy to work with. You can hammer it There's really little out there that's like gold. We're talking about that here today with Scott Bollinger, who's the owner of Grizzly Gold and Silver, also former state senator, master electrician, did some work guiding, now likes to fly around the state as much as he can. Matt Speck is with us in studio here, the general manager of the Billings Grizzly Gold and Silver, and Mike Bondra, certified financial planner. I'm curious as to, you know, any thoughts on what we just heard from Scott about the IRA, or there's so many mechanisms out there that it's kind of hard to keep track of things. I'm going to ask you this question, and these guys might have it too. It comes off the text line here. If someone buys gold or silver, how long should they think about holding it? Is this a long-term investment? Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I that's a very good question. I don't think you go into the investment with a plan to sell it. My favorite form of investing is long-term. I think when you shorten your time horizon, really on anything in life, but it's particular to investing, you increase the likelihood you increase the risk to the investment. The more time you give any investment, the greater the odds of success. And, you know, I bought gold this spring and bought it high, and yet I sleep very peacefully at night because I'm not worried about, well, if it goes from 2,400 an ounce to 1,800 an ounce, not that I think that's going to happen, but I'm not really worried about that because I'm not planning to sell it anytime soon. So I think a long time horizon. I do think metals are a wonderful vehicle to use in terms of wealth transferring, right? So when you're teaching your kids about wealth, when you're teaching the next generation, it's something you can look at. It's jewelry that is attractive. It's you know, silver anyways is in things, right? Like it's a very, very important use in sometimes in construction. So it's a very handy way to preserve wealth and then also talk to the next generation about wealth building. It's from that perspective.
Nice. We got 2 minutes. So final thoughts, okay. Matt?
That was a tremendous advertisement, Mike. Thank you.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
He's got a sample for you, yeah, I think, now for that. Yeah, thank you.
Do you like eagles or maples or bars? Or like, we have a little bit of everything at Grizzly Gold and Silver.
Yeah, I'm not picky. It's all good. I do an annual run, and you guys, Grizzly's great, and got to know you a little bit when I was studying up in Missoula, and now that I'm back here in Billings for the past 10 or 15 years, it's great that you guys are here too. So and I'm not, this is not a paid advertisement.
Yeah, that's not what's going on here. We're just trying to get informed about stuff, but you know, there's a lot to think about here when it comes to holding gold.
No, that's right. And that's one of the things that we try to really make sure that our customers are educated, because especially these days with global uncertainty, people come in, they're like, you know what? And they kind of look around, I want to buy some gold, but I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done it. How does it work? And it's like real easy. You write me a check, here's the price, and I'll just hand it to you. And they're like, does anybody know that I have this? Like, no, there's no tracking. You know, and that's like why you want to come to a brick and mortar store versus online, right? Because people are like, well, I can go to xyz.com and buy silver. I'm like, yeah, if you want the government to know you have it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come into our store and you write us a check, you know, nobody, we don't have any reporting to anybody. You take it home, and if you want to give it to your grandkids or your kids or put it wherever.
Unless it's $3.5 million worth of gold.
That
right?
Went right. We met the customer at their bank and delivered it to his. Oh. That was one of our services. It took 4 hours. We tested each coin individually for authenticity in front of the customer and the bank president.
Wow. Scott, hey, Mike, I'm going to have you back on too, because high inflation, high interest rates, still much more to talk about when it comes to the markets. But thank you for joining us here today, Mike.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, great meeting you, Mike.
Mike Bondra. And then also Matt Speck from Billings here. Good to meet you as well. And Scott Bollinger, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you again, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Tomorrow we're talking Medicaid, the possibility of it expanding or refunding expansion here in Montana.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.